Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the biggest part of me.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always, and having a great visit with our good friend David Gage. He's the author of the Partnership Charter, and we're talking about partnerships. And David, one of the things that, when we think about putting partnerships together, you and I come together and decide we're going to form a partnership, and we have no problem deciding what business we're going to be in, because that's kind of at the essence of the whole thing. We have an accountant and an attorney help us sort out the documents, and we get all that just right. We know who's going to split what, and we talk about, okay, you're going to prospect and I'm going to close, or you're going to, you're going to take care of the financial part and I'm going to take care of the operating part. Those are all building blocks things. Those are all things that are pretty easy to deal with, and a lot of times I think partnerships come together, even those that plan a little bit, David. They put those things together because those are easy to reach up on the shelf and pull down and fit into its place. But this personality thing, and especially the values, people don't like to go there, do they?
No, they don't. And
when I say values, folks, what I'm talking about is one of the great examples of values to me, David, is work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Well, you touched on a very tricky issue, because everybody thinks they're going to just work 110% when they're starting out. But what that means to different people is different things.
Right. And if you think you're going to do 7 days a week till we get this thing off the ground, and you don't realize that, hey, I like my weekends. Well, you can work if you want to, but I'm going home.
Yes. And so many people just approach things differently. There's a little quote by a woman named Roxanne Quimby. Do you know who she is?
No, I don't.
She is one of the co-founders of Burt's Bees.
Oh yeah, I do. I know. I knew that name was familiar. I am a little familiar with that story. Yeah, go ahead.
She's very fascinating, and I write about her in the chapter on personal values. And I think there's a quote I have in here, and I think it just captures how different people can be. Listen to this. What motivates me to keep building the company is not money. I live a simple lifestyle. Rice and beans and the little main town I live in is fine. I'm in it for the challenge. It's about the game. The money is just kind of the score. It's just kind of the score.
It's a way of keeping score, yeah.
Yes. And she says, I'm very curious about how far I can push this. You know, she's not into it for the money, and I think she's quite sincere about that.
Burt's Bees, they sell the lip balm from beeswax and all the different beeswax type of products. So go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Now, is there a partnership story in there?
Well, it's about the need to look at that. And one of the personal values tests that we use, the inventory is one of the items is materialistic. Materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you do want to know how materialistic your partner is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not always that obvious. Like a person like Roxanne Quimby, you wouldn't necessarily know. And when you get the feedback from the values instrument, you can start to have conversations. And you learn so much more about your partner, which is I think the critical piece.
Are there what if questions in there? Isn't that what you have to go towards? You know, because if you and I have never had any money, then there's no way for me to know how I'm going to be if we get successful and we have money. So are there what if questions that help?
Jim, the what if questions is one of the very, very important pieces of a partnership charter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about scenario planning. Okay, what if we're really, really successful? What are we going to do with all that money?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to handle this? And mm-hmm. how are we both going to really keep working in our nose to the grindstone if we're really successful? Mm-hmm. Well, some people don't want it. They just want to get really successful. And then they want to start spending their money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's your partner and your idea is very different than that, to have talked about the what-if scenario, about what if we have a lot of money, just like is very important, just like the other scenario. The yep. what-if scenario, if we don't have mm-hmm. much money, what are we going to do?
What kind of person is this other person going to be, and how am I going to be when the chips are down? Hey, David, give us the website quickly one more time.
It's B as in boy, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, BMCAssociates.com.
Thank you for being here, David. Appreciate it.
Great
good job.
Talking.
Good job today. Great work. We got smarter when David Gaze joined us today, didn't we, folks? The Partnership Charter is the book. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.